You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
Pal World Review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be short. Probably. But we say that every time, and then our videos are like...
an hour long.
Quadruple what we always think they are.
Right.
We played the game when it came out with everybody. On Game Pass. On Game Pass. This is a Game Pass review, not a PC review.
Right.
We heard the PC port was a little better, but also had the same errors the first day, for servers at least, which, that's fine. Right. It's an early access game. It was really popular. They expected nobody to play it for whatever reason. That's a stupid excuse. But,
right, right.
I had fun. I had a lot more fun than I thought I would playing that game. I thought the game would come out and be like the day before, which was, you know how that ended.
Right, a disaster. But
they honestly kind of pulled one out. The game's not 100% what I expected it to be, but we'll go into that, I guess. So,
Look, I'm going to say the opposite side of the coin. Well, it is fun. I don't know. I'll probably never play it solo. I play it with friends. There's a lot going on. It feels like a commitment that I just don't have time for. There's base building.
Right.
There's a lot more to the game than we were even able to access. Like, there's the guns part.
The game, it's a survival game, so you're, like, gathering materials and stuff to build your base, and then you have to do that to get, like, upgrades and get new pals and stuff like that. I didn't know that whole aspect of the game was gonna be there.
Right.
The first, like, gym, to relate it to Pokemon, which is not Pokemon.
Not Pokemon.
But, like, the first gym you go to fight is, like, a grind to get to. I think you, like, comfortably have to be at, like, level 25 to go fight it by yourself. In co-op, you can play the whole game co-op. It's easier in co-op, obviously, but...
Right.
It is a grind. I think there's 8 of the towers to do. I'm not sure though. I haven't gotten far enough in the game.
Right. It sounds like it's going to be like tens of maybe even hundreds of hours.
You have to like grind. Yeah. Like crazy. And you know, then worry about your base getting destroyed and make sure you're still keeping up on the survival aspect of the game.
Right.
And then if you try to like join anybody's world or anything, you're restarting and you can't like bring your character over for some reason, at least on Game Pass.
Right.
I think on PC you can, but...
Really?
Yeah, or at least import the character design, maybe, but not your pals and stuff, right. So...
I mean, I can understand that. Okay, on Xbox, it's limited to 4. I think they're looking into getting it to 32. I know they're definitely looking into crossplay.
Right.
Which would be pretty
which would help the game a lot.
Yeah, it'd help the game. Although, it really doesn't need the help of it, that millions of players still on...
I know, people are playing it like crazy.
Yeah, playing it like crazy. I don't really fall for the whole, like, they're just copying Pokemon verbatim. Like,
yeah, no,
I just don't.
There's a, like, couple of things that are a little sketchy, but, like...
Right.
Come on. I mean...
Like, you can only design around a rabbit so many times.
Before. Right. Before it's just a score bunny or whatever.
Right. Or just before just a rabbit.
Yeah.
Is there PvP? I don't think so, right?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. There's no, like, online battles.
Right. I want there to be, like, a raid boss in the sense of, like, that's a server, like a community server event where it's, like, these giant pals, I want them to, like, be so powerful and need everyone to, like, base build and, like, have, like, your defenses of, like, a god tier.
Oh, that would be cool. Right. That would be, like, cool. My biggest complaint with the game is that it's probably not going to live long.
Really?
Because these games, like, in early access, they don't update them fast enough and add more content. Now, this game, granted, like, seems like it's going to be way longer to, like, 100% or complete or do whatever. Like, just even beating the main gyms or whatever they're called in it.
Right.
But, like... They, after a while, like, it just loses that flavor for everybody. Like, what was it? Lost Ark, for example, the Amazon MMO. Like, that game died, like, after 2 weeks because people reached endgame in that time. And then Amazon was like, well, we're not updating anything on it. Like, this is the game. Like, and everybody's like, what are you talking about? Like,
let's see here. I just want to bring up they came out with a roadmap. I don't remember if it was really okay. any good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Assume it's just like for patch notes about making the game run smoother.
Yeah, they definitely working start, on at least. The critical issues like bugs and stuff like that.
Right.
Concerning excessive access congestion as part of the game's popularity, server issues. Okay. Currently, numerous bugs have been identified. Sometimes world data date may experience rollbacks. The loading screen may persist when trying to load into worlds, and so on.
Oh, they have planned future updates.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. PvP. Oh, raid bosses. Pal Arena PvP for pals. What's the difference? I guess maybe PvP like
for the people.
Yeah, for people.
They and have then, stats. Yeah.
I would rather get PvP for arena for pals than for me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go and stick fight people.
Or right. Right.
I guess though, because you have the guns later on, so I guess it would be more like a. Like a Fortnite 1v1 almost
kind Maybe.
Of thing, yeah.
Steam, Xbox crossplay, right? Various Xbox feature improvements, right? Server transfers and migrations, improvements. So server transfers, I assume.
Transfer your pals to wherever.
Improvements to the building system, new islands, pals, bosses, and technologies.
All right, so it's like a pretty generic roadmap. The PvP raid bosses and PvP arena are in blue, which I assume means they're prioritizing those.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was the critical issues they were working on first.
Or just in, like, this section.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you look up this screenshot, like the roadmap screenshot, you'll see what we mean.
Oh, it says improvements to implement ASAP. Key configuration improvements. Improvements of base PAL, AI, and pathing.
Yeah, the PALs, like, sometimes you'll throw them out and they'll do nothing. They'll just stand there.
I don't want to work.
The AI for them is pretty wonky, I guess, with detecting, like, an enemy nearby or something.
You know, this game kind of shows how desperate people are for, like, a moss or tamer that isn't Pokemon on a big scale.
So I was thinking about that the other day.
They won't give, any attention to, like, Cassette Beast or Coromon.
Well, that's the thing. I think I mentioned it in, what was the other Pal World video we did, which you guys should check out. It was about, like, the Pokemon fans crying of that Pal World's too much like Pokemon. But it's, like... These Nintendo or Pokemon Company at least never has to worry about Pokemon being in danger unless someone comes out and like releases a banger game that's like huge like this. Like this,
right.
In terms of popularity, this game they should worry about. But otherwise, like it's not like a giant threat to them, right? Like everybody's still gonna play Pokemon. Everybody right. knows Pokemon and it's just gonna keep going forever.
Right.
But games like Coromon, Cassette Beasts, Dragon Quest Monsters, all these Monster Rancher, all these other like Monster Tamer games, they just like they come out and they like do well and with their niche like communities, but none of them ever like get this giant, right?
Right?
So this was the first one where it was like, holy hell, like Nintendo, like watch out, like you know, 8 million people bought this game or whatever.
Right. I mean, I think this game's in a very good. Can I talk?
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay. A very good position to, like, survive. I know you said before, like, you don't see it happening, but considering how much money they've gotten from this game because of how many people bought it on, like, Steam.
Right.
And the Game Pass money they're getting, I mean, they have the funds to, like, expand and, like, you know, add these features, hopefully sooner than later. I'm hoping this means they're going to add to their team, and, like, that way they can...
I think it's only two guys or something
no way.
Who made this game, really? Right? Isn't... I think it's, like, a really small team.
Well, they should increase that team ASAP, because they're gonna... You know, like if they want this game to thrive, like you said, they need like, monthly updates.
They started with just 10 people and hired 40 more.
Okay, so 50.
Budget is estimated to be 1 billion yen, which is 75 million dollars.
6.5 million. Okay. I mean, yeah, but like that's really not a lot for
a video game now. Yeah, they're like multi-billion dollar budgets now, right? For video games.
I don't think it's billions, but definitely it's hundreds of millions. Yeah. Yeah, but like this if the game wants to like keep being popular, it needs to have like monthly updates.
Right. That's why I'm afraid the content's just not going to come out fast enough for
right.
people. And something else will come out and they'll kind of forget about it and leave it in the dust. Like, there will always be a core fan base for this game that, like... And I'm sure once you grind to the end, like, by then, there'll be, like, more stuff out for it, hopefully, but...
Here's my question, though. How are they going to make the PvP for pals, like, how's that going to work? Because There's no EVs. There's no IVs. You can give them... I mean, is it, like, giving them weapons? Is it, like...
It's levels. They can get those special characteristics.
Right.
Where they're, like... I mean, like, the only one I remember is Good Worker, for example. But that was, like, for the base stuff. I mean... Maybe the, I don't remember. Do they have stats, like attack and stuff? They have stats, so there might be like high rolls and stuff like that in the game.
Uh-huh.
Like, how could a pal be competitive? Pal world.
I made this pal competitive. You can't evolve.
Right, pals don't evolve.
Right, because like I can't expect the you know the chicken pal to be as strong as like you know the
right.
The giant leaf dinosaur.
Oh, so it looks like there are just, like, better pals, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that.
So...
But I'm curious on how that works with, like how competitive would work. If they're... I mean, all the other PV doesn't mean it's going to have ranked, which would be kind right. of annoying. I don't know. Let me just control the pal. I wonder if they'll let you control the pal. That would be cool. Like...
Could be that. Yeah, that would be cool.
Or, like, yeah, you control...
Instead
but you
of bringing the tamer in and then you just, like, do that. Right, I mean, right. Maybe it becomes more, no, I guess not a turn-based, but yeah, you would control the pals as you send them out.
Right.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, otherwise you're just literally like, you're running in there and you're throwing them at them and using the abilities when you think is strategically useful. And then that's it, I guess. Right.
Right. I mean, the thing for this game is, like, it's still a grind. Like, it definitely is going to top, like, 100 hours to, like, complete. And like,
oh, right. The competitive scene is for these, like, diehard people that are going to be in it so far. Like,
it'd be interesting if you could, like, invade a world and, like, attack their base. Because there's, you know, like, the raids, right?
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
That would be cool. But as for what's out now, like, I mean, at least they kind of hit the mark. Like, there is base building. There is... labor. There's you know, like catching. There's, you know, there's definitely levels of the pals. It's just like, I don't know. For me, I like in Pokemon, I like the battling. I like the strategic part of it. It doesn't have that, which is, you know, that's fine. It's just right. It's just not necessarily for me. But if you like base builders slash survivals, I kind of actually I hope they have like a hardcore mode, like a
permadeath mode or something.
Yeah,
that would be cool. I'd like a. Yeah, like a Nuzlocke mode and stuff like that to it.
I don't know, like, I don't.
It's
know
hard like... to do with games like this, though.
Actually,
I guess.
No, they could do a Nuzlocke if it was a randomized Nuzlocke in the sense of spawns.
Right.
So, because like I as I interpret it, each island has like ranging levels.
From,
like,
oh. Okay.
Yeah. So like, but if they made it so like when you start a game, like the level range and what you can find is just completely random.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that would be the only way they could realistically do it because, you know, that or at least that's how I interpret it.
Right.
But I mean, you guys were having a lot of fun. I was getting pissed off because they kept crashing on me and unable
to join.
Yeah,
I mean, the server issues were unbearable the first day, which just right. happens. I mean, yeah, the AI is like a little wonky for the pals, which is, it's fine. I guess they'll fix that.
Right.
I mean, other than that, I mean.
For what it's worth. I don't plan on going back to this game unless it's with friends. It's a definitely kind of game you got to put a grind in, whether you're
right.
with friends or not.
Right.
It's probably better with friends because you build stuff faster on, like, a base.
Right. Multiple people working on multiple things just makes it, expedites it, so.
Rob just likes building.
Right. Right. Rob sits and upgrades the base while we go out and catch things, and then
right.
everybody goes in the gym eventually, so.
I'm really curious what this game will look like when it hits 1.0. Like,
that too, right? Like... Early access games, like, there's a lot to this game already. Like,
right.
a 1.0 version of it, like, I can't imagine what's going to be in it.
Right.
So.
And once they make AI improvements, maybe it'll be even harder if the AI
right.
is smarter enough.
Right.
But it like, if you have Game Pass, I would say still try it out. Like, early, you can't go wrong on Game Pass.
Oh, yeah, it's free. Just download it.
And it's only, actually, it's only $30 on Steam, right? I think so.
Yeah, it's not. It's like a. I think it's like 27. It's like a weird number. I think. It's 30, but not actually 30.
Like before after
right,
tax.
Right.
Pound World Steam price. I'm just curious because that kind of influences my thoughts. It's just 30. Yeah, but still for like.
I think it was on sale for the first week. It was like 10% off.
I think you're talking about the South Asia version that was only $10.49.
I'm buying it in that region from now on.
Yeah. So like for $30, I mean.
It's a lot of game for $30. You could buy a worse games for $30. So.
Right, like Naruto Storm Connections. You could buy, which is like more than double that price.
Yeah.
Especially if you have friends to play with, especially on Game Pass. You know, actually, I didn't think about this. It's gonna be pandemonium of the 32 people on Steam. That's a lot.
Yeah, actually, it's gotta be insane.
I wonder
having that many people in there at once.
You think it increases like the spawn rates too?
Probably.
Like
would be my guess. That'd
be a lot.
As people are like everywhere all over the maps.
Right. I think people are gonna have a lot of fun with the base building. Like making like dungeon like or
they're gonna be like really creative with it.
What they really should do, they have a good opportunity to make actual gyms in terms of like or towers. Make your own like PvP is going to someone's world and challenging a tower.
Oh yeah.
Like someone that built it, cool. Like build your own arena.
Right.
But again, I would want it so you can control the PAL, and I don't know. I think balancing for this game is going to be really tricky because, like, there's no... Everyone's going to have the same things if like...
Right, everybody's just going to use those S-tier things, right? So
I don't know. They're going to have to... They'll have to figure that out. I don't know how. The only way I could think about is, like, while your pals are fighting, you're fighting, too, in your own body with, like, the guns and stuff. But, like, I don't know. It also depends on how many... Well... It like you can have all your pals out at the same time, right?
No,
oh, you can't.
Only one at a
time. Only one time. Okay, yeah. Then if that's the case, then yeah, I guess like the pals are fighting. You're fighting their gun,
right?
I don't know.
The pals just kind of keep coming out as they die or whatever. So
yeah,
because you would just die too quickly. So it'd have to be like, I don't know how it would work. It would be like because if you just died, then it would just be over, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So
maybe it's like you guys, the people have boosted health while the pals have their normal health or something like that.
Right.
So, but yeah, it balancing is just going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be, it has a very interesting path forward. I don't think it's a Pokemon killer by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But I think it's an interesting alternative that has a completely different aspect to it, because it's not just monster taming. Right. It's base building.
It's base building. It's a shooter. It's an adventure game. It's
right. Although it doesn't really have like an actual story, right? It's literally,
I don't know. You just go. You do the gyms. I mean,
well, then again, the tutorial's so long. I mean,
that too. Yeah.
YeI mean, very. Your long.
Base to like level 7. It takes a while.
What they? I'm gonna give a criticism for this. I really think they should have streamlined the tutorial by like, not just saying, hey, build this. What they should have done was guide you on how to build it, and then like as a mission, streamline it. Like, you know, it's like the top right tutorial box is like, oh, build this.
Right.
I'd rather it be like a straightforward mission that doesn't allow you to go outside into the world, but rather like, here, I'm going to give you the material to build this, rather than, oh, hey, build this. Like, okay, how? I don't know. Like, figure it out yourself. And then you realize, oh, I got to punch a tree to get wood.
Right. Collect all the stuff.
Rather it's either an NPC should have said, hey, go to that tree and get wood, or here's the wood and here's how you build it. You know, like,
right.
I think that part, that is a real slog. That was like, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. This end, like, please.
It took forever.
Right. So, overall, I would say like it's a 8 out of 10 experience.
Yeah. You know? Like it's a solid
when it works.
Early access game. Yeah,
right.
I don't know if they've really fixed the server issues. I think they have.
They had to work with like
Epic.
Yeah. They had an emergency meeting. They were like,
they're like, this game's too popular. We need help.
Epic Games like, popular. Like, what? You mean Fortnite? No.
You can have some Fortnite server space, but that's it.
Oh, you mean the Legos in Fortnite, right? No.
Pals. Our own game.
Pals. Fortnite Pals? We haven't developed that.
The
right?
Friends list? Yeah, it's in the game.
God damn it, man! stop. But yeah, try it out. If you have interest, $30 is not going to save you too much.
If you have Game Pass, it's a no-brainer to try out.
Right. Yeah, try it out and
let us know. Recommend it. Go check it out. So.
Check it out. Watch our stream of it when it worked. Will work better for him than for me. I also had problems that night. Anyway, like, comment, subscribe, become a member today. Join our Discord, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.